Welcome, children, to the adventures of Old Mother West Wind. Now gather round, young friends, and I'll tell you about Mrs. Redwing's speckled egg. Old Mother West Wind came down from the Purple Hills in the golden light of the early morning. Over her shoulders was slung a bag, a great big bag, and in that bag were all of Old Mother West Wind's children, the Merry Little Breezes. Old Mother West Wind came down from the Purple Hills to the Green Meadows, and as she walked, she crooned a song. Ships upon the ocean wait, I must hurry, hurry on. Mills are idle if I'm late, I must hurry, hurry on. When she reached the Green Meadows, Old Mother West Wind opened her bag, turned it upside down, and shook it. Out tumbled all the Merry Little Breezes, and they began to spin round and round for very joy. For you see, they were to play in the Green Meadows all day long until Old Mother West Wind should come back at night. And then she would take them all to their home behind the Purple Hills. The first thing they did was race over to see Jenny Chuck, the woodchuck. They found her sitting just outside her door eating breakfast. One, for very mischief, snatched right out of Jenny's mouth the green leaf of corn she was eating and ran away with it. Another playfully pulled her whiskers, while a third rumpled her hair. Jenny Chuck pretended to be very cross indeed, but really she didn't mind a bit, for she loved the Merry Little Breezes and played with them every day. And if they teased Jenny Chuck, they were good to her too. When they saw Farmer Brown coming across Green Meadows with a gun, one of them would dance over to Jenny Chuck and whisper to her that Farmer Brown was coming. Then Jenny Chuck would hide away deep down in her snug little house under the ground, and Farmer Brown would wonder and wonder why it was that he never, never could get near enough to shoot her. But he never, never could. When the Merry Little Breezes left Jenny Chuck, they raced across the Green Meadows to the Smiling Pool to say good morning to Grandfather Frog. He sat on a big lily pad watching for green flies for breakfast.
Chug-a-rum,
said Grandfather Frog, which was his way of saying good morning.
What's the news, Grandfather Frog?
Mrs. Redwing has a new speckled egg in her nest in the bulrushes.
Oh, we must see it. Yes, we must. Oh, certainly, indeed.
The Merry Little Breezes all ran to the swamp where the bulrushes grow. Now someone else had heard of Mrs. Redwing's dear little nest in the bulrushes, and he had started out bright and early that morning to try and find it, for he wanted to steal the little speckled eggs just because they were pretty. It was Tommy Brown, the farmer's boy. When the Merry Little Breezes reached the swamp where the bulrushes grow, they found poor Mrs. Redwing in great distress. She was afraid that Tommy Brown would find her dear little nest, for he was very, very near it, and his eyes were very, very sharp indeed.
We must help Mrs. Redwing and save her pretty speckled eggs from bad Tommy Brown.
So one of the Merry Little Breezes whisked Tommy Brown's old straw hat off of his head over into the Green Meadows. Of course, Tommy ran after it. Just as he stooped to pick it up, another little breeze ran away with it. Then they took turns, first one little breeze, then another little breeze running away with the old straw hat just as Tommy Brown would almost get his hands on it. Down past the Smiling Pool and across the Laughing Brook, they raced and chased the old straw hat. Tommy Brown was running and running, very cross, very red in the face, and breathing very hard. Way across the Green Meadows they ran to the edge of the wood, where they hung the old straw hat in the middle of a thorn tree. By the time Tommy Brown had it once more on his head, he had forgotten all about Mrs. Redwing and her dear little nest. Besides, he had heard the breakfast horn blowing just then, so off he darted for home, up the lone little path through the wood. And all the Merry Little Breezes danced away across the Green Meadows to the swamp where the bulrushes grow to see their new speckled egg in the dear little nest where Mrs. Redwing was singing for joy. And while she sang, the Merry Little Breezes danced among the bulrushes, for they knew, and Mrs. Redwing knew, that someday, out of that pretty new speckled egg, would come a wee baby Redwing.
And that's all the story we've got time for. So y'all come back now.